Hi, everybody. This is very special guest Todd Robert Anderson, and this is the Toncast, a summer dispatch edition. On this particular Toncast summer dispatch, I have decided to talk about some minor complaints that I have about life in Los Angeles, in the big city, and life as a family man. And hey, what's up, Colby? I'm recording right now, so can you just give me 10 minutes and then you can come back in, all right?
Okay, are you recording right now?
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. One of the things that I was going to complain about were interruptions when I'm doing a self-indulgent podcast and family members just barge into the office and interrupt the recording. That makes me crazy. That wasn't actually on my list of complaints for this episode, but it came up, and I'm now venting. And the reason why, of course, he wanted to get in here is there happened to be behind me on the daybed that we have in our office, there are two sleeping orange kittens. They're very cute and hard to resist. But now I have them trapped in here in the office, which is their room, because we have an adult cat and we don't want, you know, things to get ugly. And, you know, they're adjusting to a new house, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point is there's kittens and they're cute. And so everybody wants to get in here. But I, you know, I'm recording and this is more important, than kittens. My self-indulgent hobby is more important than kittens. I don't care who knows it and I don't care what you think of me. That's just the deal. All right. So here are my complaints, on the Toncast Summer Dispatch edition, that I'm recording right now and that you're listening to. But why are you listening to this? It's so strange. Complaint number one, passenger side car visor. In my car, on the passenger side, the car visor, the clip, the visor that goes into the clip, it is broken. It's broken. So the visor bounces around too much and it's very distracting while I'm driving. It makes me crazy. See, what happens is my wife, she doesn't really know her own strength, and she goes like, she like pulled on it gently and that didn't work. And she goes like from 0 to 100 in that realm. There's no like a little bit more strength. It goes right from almost no strength to everything she's got and then some, and, things get broken. It happens. So she broke it. And I tried putting Velcro in there, you know, to keep the visor stuck. But, you know, every time, you know, the car hits a bump, it just bounces right out. So it's driving me nuts, you guys, this car visor thing. I don't know. I don't know how else to express myself on that. It just, it's really upsetting and annoying. And I'm constantly having to jam the Velcro back together in hopes that it won't keep bouncing around. I hate it. I hate the car visor. I hate it. I hate it. It keeps the sun out of your eyes, but you know, why is that the passenger side my problem? Why do I have to put up with a bouncing visor when there's nobody in there anyway? I don't know. I just, is there anyone who knows how to fix this? Because the jerry rigging I've done is it's a fail. It's just not working out. All right, I'm going to move on to the next complaint. My next complaint is about peanut butter oil. You know, when you buy the natural peanut butter, as opposed to like the Skippy that has, you know, all the sugar and preservatives and weird stuff in it, when you get proper peanut butter, it has oil on the top, and you have to mix the oil into the peanut butter. Otherwise, you know, the peanut butter will get dried up. and hard to spread. So you mix the oil into the peanut butter, which is, you know, the way it should be. But see, the thing is, and my wife and son, they like love peanut butter. So I often have to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But here's the thing. I don't like peanut butter. I think peanut butter is gross. I don't like the way it smells. And it like really, when you have to stir the oil into the peanut butter, you get like peanut butter oil and crap on your hands, and then you smell like peanut butter, and it makes me gag. But my wife insists that we get the natural stuff because the, you know, Skippy is, she's not into it. Thinks it's too bad for you. And so and then for some reason, it always comes down to me mixing up the peanut butter. Cause who wants to do that? It's a pain in the ass. But eventually I'll have to make a peanut butter sandwich, and the peanut butter won't be mixed because, you know, it's just been sitting in the cabinet because nobody wanted to mix it. And then I get stuck mixing it. I have to mix the oil into the peanut butter. It's really, I hate it. It's gross. It makes me want to barf. So that's my second complaint. Third complaint is, the half-gallon milk cartons that you get at the store. You know, when I was a kid, you know, you got the milk carton, you had to open it, you know, on the top. You had to like peel apart the thing on top and spread it out in like a little triangle to create a pour spout. And sometimes it would tear, you know, and the pour spout would be crappy because you tore the paper, you know, on the milk carton. But now they have these like really convenient things that are on the top, and it's just like a little twist cap, right? So it's way better. You don't have to make that mess with the paper. And it's easier to store. But the thing is like when you first get the milk, you unscrew the cap, and then there's a little like plastic seal there to keep, you know, people from, you know, peeing in your milk or whatever at the grocery store. Nobody wants pee in their milk. I mean, that's disgusting. So I understand, you know, it's a safety thing, but, here's the thing. It's like every time it has a little ring on it that you put your finger in, and then you pull the seal out, you know, and every time, like almost every time I do it, like there's a little milk sprays out. Sometimes it hits you in the face, or it gets on the counter or whatever. It's just like a little spurt of milk. And that drives me nuts. Like, why can't they figure out a way? Science should figure out a way that you could have the, or we could just stop peeing in each other's milk, just agree not to do that anymore. So we don't have to have that seal there. I'm just, there's got to be a better way, or a better seal, a better way to remove the seal so the milk doesn't pop in your face. I mean, that drives me nuts. All right. My fourth complaint. This is weird. So, you know, I pride myself on my home entertainment system. I pride myself on knowing a proper aspect ratios and what the picture should look like. I'm like a little, it's like my living room is like an arc light, you know, picture sound quality. So I have the surround speakers all set up, you know, we got a speaker wires running through the crawl space, up, you know, they call it an attic back east, but here we just call it a crawl space because there's really it's not an attic. You can't walk around up there. You have to crawl because it's really small. I remember one time we had a leak in the roof, and I kept having to crawl through the crawl space to replace the bucket, and it was all the way out. There's like an entrance on one side of the house, but the leak was already all the way on the other side of the house, so I had to crawl through the crawl space over and over again during this thunder showers a number of years ago to catch the water that was dripping, because there was a seal around a vent that had come undone. I mean, luckily it was easy to fix once the rain stopped, but it was a long, and there's spider webs up there and spiders and stuff. And anyway, it was really upsetting. I don't want to talk about that anymore. The point is, there's wires up there, so the speaker wires aren't out, like hanging out on the wall or on the floor, you know, because that's ugly, and you know, it's easy to trip, and so they're fed through the wall and up into the crawl space. That if there's ever a speaker wire problem, I'm gonna have to go up there and. Oh, Jesus, I don't even want to think about that. But anyway, so I have a receiver, you know, And the surround sound comes through the receiver. But there's all these settings on the receiver, sound settings. So, you know, if you're listening to, like, there's one that's for science fiction, like they're like sound filters, you know, science fiction, jazz. It sounds like it's in a jazz club, you know, which is kind of cool with, like, if you're listening to music or whatever. But if you're watching a movie and it suddenly sounds like tinny and weird, or like that it's coming from like down a hallway, it's really upsetting. But there's like one setting for the surround sound that I always keep it on. But for some reason, every time I turn on the receiver's set to a different friggin' sound effect, and nobody in the house, like, will admit to mistakenly hitting buttons, which I'm sure is what's happening. But they're like, no, it wasn't me. I don't do it. So, you know, I just turn on my stereo and I always got to check the sound. It's just, should just go on, and I shouldn't, I mean, I have it set up right. So who keeps screwing that up? I mean, it's hard having a family, you guys. I don't like that. And the sound's got to be really good. You know, especially when you're watching a movie like, Happy Gilmore or The Waterboy. You really want the sound to, like, be perfect. Anyway, that's my fourth complaint. My fifth and final complaint on this Toncast Summer Dispatch Complaint Edition is a Vicodin. It gives me heartburn. The first time I had Vicodin, when I was, you know, maybe 30, I had a surgery, you know, or 32 maybe, I can't remember, like somewhere early 30s, I had a surgery and they gave me Vicodin for the recovery, and I really liked it, and I took a Vicodin and I watched the whole Matrix trilogy in my living room. Like, I don't really like the Matrix movies, but I was on Vicodin, so they seemed awesome. And I even watched because I had the box that someone gave me the box set of the Matrix, and it had the Animatrix, like a bunch of, like, sexy cartoons. And I looked at those, and I really liked them. But now, if I have, you know, I score some Vicodin, you know, which would be cool to watch a movie in that same way. But the thing is Vicodin, it gives me heartburn. So I can't take, like, major painkillers always, and like codeine and stuff, like, they give me heartburn. So it doesn't really, it's like replacing one kind of pain with another, and it's like, doesn't seem fair. I'd like to, you know, be able to take painkillers recreationally and watch Matrix movies without getting heartburn, but that's not going to happen for me anymore. It's just like something I can't do. Something God has taken away from me, and God keeps taking things away from me, and I wish she would stop. I wish she would stop taking stuff from me. Come on, Lady God. Stop it. All right, those are my complaints. I can't do a long Toncast because of the kittens, and people want to touch the kittens, and people love kittens. They're very cute and fuzzy. So thank you for listening to this brief Summer Dispatch Complaint Edition. And I'll see you next time, hopefully with a host here on the Toncast. Bye.